Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
So klingt Weihnachten bei Rewe. Jetzt festlich sparen bei deinem Weihnachtseinkauf. Diese Woche bei Rewe Ferrero Rocher je 200 Gramm Packung nur 2,99 Euro. Außerdem Mionetto Prosecco Spumante Doc je 0,75 Liter Flasche nur 5,99 Euro. Festlich sparen bei Rewe. Dein Markt.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Woodstock, so fat and in the butt. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
If you want to turn your daddy parts orange, eat some Cheetos and watch some porn.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Christy Lee on vacation. That's Jess Hooker at the news desk.
Hello.
There's Pat
Never
Godwin.
Seen the movie Woodstock.
I haven't seen it.
I'm sorry.
Ace, that's because you are a complete anomaly. You fit into no aspect of human life as we know it.
You know Woodstock was 60 years ago?
Oh, the documentary is still...
It's a great movie.
Real good.
It's a little slow.
No, yeah, there are moments where it's...
Are we in heaven, man? Shut up.
That's kind of lame. And so the country Joe McDonald having the audience scream the F word is real lame.
Exactly. No, it's brilliant.
No, it is.
Brilliant.
They're just cussing.
No, then he goes into a... Never mind.
Well, he goes into that song, sure.
Although I think I saw Shine On Alive once.
Boy. How did I know?
They're lame, but in a fun way.
Okay, yes,
that was meant to be ironic.
I have always said that Ace, if it's bad, Ace loves it and enjoys it and watches it. And of all the bands at Woodstock, he likes Shauna on Up.
Not Hendrix, not The Who.
I'm going home
to see my baby. Oh, man.
I remember seeing Woodstock in the theater and seeing The Who and going, oh, I get it. Because before then, it was the Partridge Family. It was Tommy Rowe. It was all the boys bands.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the boy bands.
Joan Baez really slows that thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a documentary. It's not necessarily just a
concert. You know
what I don't
like about the documentary, though? It's out of order. And I think that's a mistake.
You mean like your favorite movie, Quentin Tarantino?
Pulp Fiction?
Yeah.
Out of order?
A narrative. Right. A documentary about a concert festival, it should be in order.
What's the difference? No, I'm just watching you trip over your logic and fall flat on your face. It's my favorite thing.
No, you see, this
you
is
really
why you're impossible.
You really think that?
Give me you.
This is the movie.
Sorry,
I couldn't hear that.
Well, as long as we don't spell it, I guess.
Okay, yeah, there you go. Today's Josh.
Now who's tripping over what?
What just happened?
I hope you trip up the Capitol steps as you defend that.
Yeah, good luck with the commission. I ain't going.
You need to see the movie Woodstock.
It is good.
Okay, I will watch.
Very good.
It is good.
All right. It's 4 hours long.
The director's cut's close to that.
I can break it into pieces.
There are some great bands. There are some not so great bands. But
it's fascinating.
Have you seen the one about when they tried to redo Woodstock?
That's
another hot button for Josh, because it takes on Josh's. Am I being fair? It's your age group and your sex at the time. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And it
blames everything on that group.
It looks at that festival through the lens of today's wokeness, and it's completely unfair.
Yeah,
completely.
Yeah.
Well, in any
no, I've got 45 minutes on this. Okay.
Here's the problem.
All right, now this is another one.
The
this
only
is
good thing
Alex.
Came out of that Woodstock was they almost burned up all the MTV VJs. That was the only thing that happened. Yeah.
What are the odds of hearing the clip of Josh declaring, "I hate you," to Tom?
You're about to hear it live.
Or failing that, this is a letter from Alex, the Nobody's Fatter Than Me song. Well, I was not going to play that, but I think we have to honor.
We haven't heard that in a long time.
So fat, I'm so fat. I am fat. Nobody's fatter than me. Nobody's fatter than me. All I do, I eat and jerk and jerk. Take them panties off and put the salami on.
That's much funnier than I remember.
I've not played that probably in a year. I'm holding back. Josh is certainly not that corpulent a fellow. It's just an exaggeration.
Get them panties on and put that one on?
Take those panties off and put the salami on.
Put the salami on.
I believe we do have this recording here. This is a recorded message from Josh.
I hate you.
Nice. I wish I could remember what spurned that. Or spawned. Or spurred. Spurred.
That is spurred. Really nice. Then there's this one.
I don't care.
It's Josh. Very upset.
What about his trouble with women? Do we still have that one?
I'm not sure. I know. What's this one?
F off.
Oh, jeez.
I wonder who I said that.
Now, what's this one?
This is a bad show.
Okay. Very, very much. And then there's this one from Josh.
Shut up! Okay.
And, of course, the classic.
I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't...
Here we go.
Bitch. Bitch.
You can rely on the old man money. It's a
bitch,
girl, but it's all...
Bitch. Bitch. The bitches. Bitch. Bitch.
There we go.
Mama tried, Tom. Mama tried.
Going online without ExpressVPN is like driving without car insurance. You might be a great driver, but with all the crazy people on the road these days, why would you take the risk?
Here's why you need ExpressVPN. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network in cafes, hotels, airports, etc., your online data is not secure.
Any hacker on the same network can gain access to and steal your personal data. It doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. That is why you need ExpressVPN.
Your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal info on the dark web. ExpressVPN stops hackers from stealing your data by creating a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet.
One of our staff members signed up for ExpressVPN because they had an identity theft scare when they were shopping online. Their kids were accessing the internet, and they wanted to be cautious about their privacy.
ExpressVPN plans start at just $3.49 a month. That's 12 cents a day. It would take a hacker with a supercomputer over 1 billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption. And ExpressVPN works on all devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more, so you can stay secure on the go. Secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom. That's expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom. Find out how you can get up to 4 extra months. expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, I don't know how this became Josh Day.
I don't like it.
Josh Day is not until August 1st.
Yes.
Well, we'll do it then. We'll do it again then, too.
Josh wants wedding cake.
Yes.
Well,
he said.
I like the white cake with the white icing.
In the meantime.
Dear Bob and Tom, it's Tom speak. Strikes again. Yesterday at work, we had lunch brought in. As I was describing to someone what was on my Mediterranean sub, I said, oh, it's got red peppers, artichoke hearts, and Mediterranean guacamole. That's right. I forgot the word for hummus.
Oh, I like that.
That's from Nick.
Yesterday, we had a world record. It was actually kind of cool. This guy from Australia, he's billed as a strong man. Remember that on the old cartoons? And he always had the barbells with the big globes on each end. And he wore the, what is it called?
Unitard?
The unitard.
Yeah.
Well, that's an unfortunate
Remember Daffy?
It's fine.
Daffy Duck went down to the beach with his girlfriend. And there was this big giant duck who was a muscle guy. He started picking on Daffy and Daffy. And Daffy got two balloons and painted them like barbells and
yes.
that, and he picked it up and the guy shot into space because he was so really kind.
His own momentum.
His own momentum. Shot him into space, Tom. And Daffy got the girl. There you go.
So in this case, this gent's name is Troy Conley Magnuson, and he took a Ferris wheel.
Those Swedes, man, they're strong.
And he rotated it. All the way around in just under 17 minutes. He's 39 years old.
See, now, do we know if he had a handle on the center of it, or did he just take the lug nut in his hand, or what?
Oh, yeah, I saw the video. Christy actually had part of it up yesterday. He grabs a hold of one of the Ferris wheel cars.
Oh, and it's kind of more or less.
And he just keeps tugging. Well, it takes him a while to get it moving.
Like you said, he prices rights it, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, wow.
What, it gets it going and
he finally gets it going, and he keeps it going. Yeah.
And the rules are there had to be a minimum of 24 gondolas on the Ferris wheel, and it had to weigh at least 99,000 pounds. It's unbelievable.
It is. Man.
And he did it. He was raising some money for a children's charity, so it's really cool.
Strong, strong man.
And after he won, by the way, he did get to get the large SpongeBob from that was in the top row.
Good. Good.
The fair. So congratulations to that
guy. It's a profit deal. Huh?
Okay. Yeah.
Chick, you ever been with a Swedish woman?
No.
Nothing like that sweet, sweet
Swedish. Sweet, sweet, Swedish pudding.
Okay.
That was very good.
But the other story that you missed, and this is very complicated. The other story that you missed involves a ping pong ball.
Uh-huh.
And what was that phrase that they used, Josh?
Autoerotic paraphilia, which means indulging in more fetishes than one.
Yeah, and this guy
at the same time.
30 years old, and he died in the process of this. He had some kind of ping pong ball inserted inside his posterior.
For starters.
Yeah, among other things.
Yeah. Right.
Have you ever seen that lady who shoots things across the room with her?
Yeah. No.
That's a whole totally
including
different.
Including a ping pong ball. I bet this guy could shoot stuff across the room.
Not anymore.
Well, he may have evacuated, you know what they say.
But he was found deceased by his parents, and this is autoerotic. It's just an awful story.
Yeah, it's real, real.
But he was electrocuted. He had some kind of device, I guess, plugged into the wall. And
a prod, probably.
It. Yeah, so anyways, and there's a lot going on. He's got all kinds of, he's wrapped in plastic. Yeah, it's very weird.
Oh, like Laura Palmer.
But the key is the ping pong ball.
For you, yes.
I think for anyone.
I don't know.
I mean, it's right there in the headline. Although I think technically there an argument can be made that it should not be in the headline because I mean technically it's a table tennis ball.
Mm.
Is there any way that you could be talked into any sort of this kind of activity?
Absolutely not.
With your behind?
No, nothing? Not with anything. The headline is, I'm reading it right here from Science Direct. It says, autoerotic fatality, ping pong ball in his anus. I mean, technically, I'd have to ask a qualified physician. It should be autoerotic fatality, table tennis ball in his rectum.
Sure.
Yeah, unless it was just being gripped by the anus.
Okay.
It could be crowning.
Good point.
Yeah.
It could be crowning. Thank you.
Yeah.
But that led Mr. Godwin, he was inspired.
It was your idea. He was inspired.
How dare you?
He was inspired by my text telling him to write this.
All right, listen, hurry totally, up about it.
Totally original song. Pat, what have you got?
This ping pong ball's gone. Where did it go? EMTs want to find it. Oh, they want to know. Is it up his sleeve? Oh, no, it isn't there. It's not in his hand. And it's not in his hair. Just if you want to know. Where did it go? It's in his butt. Up in his butt.
Oh. In a butt.
Where'd the light bulb go? It was in a socket where the car keys go. They were in his pocket. You want to know. Where's the electric probe? It's in his butt. Up in his butt.
It's in a butt.
Up in his
back. Up in his butt. Thank you for doing what you do. I know it can't be easy.
My son must be proud.
The artiste side of you is crying a little.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Thank you. In any event, don't be careful what you're doing over there.
Yes, please. Yeah, please. You want to be able to do that again, don't you? So if you really enjoy it, you want to do it more than once, so be careful.
Yeah, okay. Well, now we move back to the sports desk.
Dr. Zoe Williams has a strategy for improving your mental health.
She does. Please tell us.
Playing ping pong.
Well.
In addition to mainstream sports, she's highlighting the benefits of activities such as axe throwing, darts, and shuffleboard.
Huh.
All in the pursuit of boosting the well-being of the players. Dr. Zoe says in a statement.
Dr. Zoe? Zoe's a weird name for a man.
Life's daily stresses, be it news, relationships, employment, or significant life changes, can heavily impact our mental well-being. Hence, it's crucial to incorporate activities that uplift our mood into our daily routine.
Now, see, she's recommending ping pong in the traditional manner.
Yeah, not the
where it's
sexual.
Played on a table. Yeah, not with any insertion or
any sort of biological propulsion.
Yes. But lots of things.
Is that the only reason we did that story? So you could mention the ping pong ball and the butt story again?
I know she mentions other sports.
Tom, would you consider? I know this isn't a physical sport per se, but Wordle is one of these activities that keeps you mentally acute.
Sure. And I do Wordle and crossword puzzles every day.
What about something physical?
Yeah, I do all kind of physical things.
What's a daily swim? Oh yeah,
walk the dogs. Argue with the dogs. Try to explain to dogs why I'm smarter than they. And why aren't you doing the crossword puzzle? Mr. Fletcher, have you done Wordle today? He looks at me and he goes, I'm a white dog. I can't do anything.
I'm a white dog.
And I don't even think he knows he's a white dog.
I don't think he cares.
Yeah. He looks at other dogs and walks right over.
Do dogs see in grayscale?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure what he sees. In any event, this doctor is saying that things like, what does she say, darts, shuffleboard, axe throwing.
Very good.
It's
all good. In your butt?
That's
no,
right.
It's to relieve God. Mental stress. Wow. I'm sure you could relieve stress. If you had an axe and threw it at my car, that would relieve a lot of...
I'd rather.
No, he likes your car.
I'd rather go with head.
Okay.
Oh, hey, I'll get that. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, fellas.
Floyd.
Have enjoyed your unitard program. Uh-huh. I thought I'd give you a call today since I'm stuck here in the parking lot waiting for Big D again.
Oh.
She's back in the nursery shopping. You know, I can tell it's going to be a long day when she puts her Crocs on. Last time we came here, we left with two little dogwoods and 12 bags of peat moss. But it's not as busy today, you know. Last time we were here, it was fall. Never seen so many pumpkins. They had it all. Hay rides and pumpkin pie, even live entertainment. Some old boy picking a banjo and face paint. Even had a Mike Lindell impersonator. And instead of my pillow, it was my pumpkin he was carrying on about it.
But
still doesn't look right. One big toadstool. But today she's going for hanging plants, hoping to get two little ceramic lines that we can put out front where you walk in.
Oh, that's very nice.
Well, if I didn't know any better, Josh, I'd say she's trying to make our place look like Graceland. And you know, the last thing we need is more company, especially after oldest boy moved back in.
Oh.
Travis goes by Benny. Uh-huh. All he does is eat my toaster strudels and watch MTV Ridiculous. Yeah, that means it's been over a week since I've got to enjoy my gun smoke. Well, now she's overnosing through the perennials. So I reckon I've got time. I heard this one, Justy. You know why you never see a pregnant Barbie doll?
Why? Why?
Because Ken comes in another box.
Wow. Oh.
Speaking of Barbie, you know what they call Barbie when she's on the bleed with her period?
No, I don't. What is that what they call her?
The Malibu Cramper.
The Malibu Cramper.
Nice.
Okay.
Well, she's finally checking out now, boy. We got to load up all this peat moss, and she's getting the back racks after we hit the Krispy Kreme.
Okay.
Boy, this border crisis sure has Brett Bear off his stool.
He's up and at it.
He's really trying to figure it out, isn't
he? Oh, he must have family on the other side.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche, auch bei den Johnsons. Oder, Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil. Unser Bestes.